Oh, I wish this was a video episode. That would, you took me on a journey, Corlo.
Hello.
It's Data Transfer, Season 2, Episode 10. I'm Audrey.
I'm Corla.
Corla, what the fuck was that? Explain yourself.
I have excess energy in me because I'm very excited. So I did little faces and dances to the intro music.
Do you want to describe those faces and dances?
Yeah, I pulled my lower lip down very hard and put my front teeth against it. And I just started wiggling and moving my fingers around.
It was very Dana Carvey. You were very Garth there.
You're not wrong. I was definitely feeling very master of disguise-y.
Foxy.
Very
pistachio. You were like, Foxy.
God, I love that. I wish I could drum as good as Dana Carvey. Holy
shit. Dana Carvey played that. That was him doing that.
That was him doing that bit. Go look up Wayne's World drum sequence and fucking shit and cum your pants.
And watch Dana Carvey just fucking shred a drum solo. That's so cool.
So
did cool. I ever tell you how Dana Carvey is how I learned that bisexual people exist?
No, you have.
I don't know if I've ever told it on a podcast, though.
Don't think so. Please share.
So this was back in the 1990s. I was about a wee child, and I used to watch a lot of Letterman, right? And you got one? You're going to let it out quiet because you're kind to yourself. I was watching Letterman one night, and Dana Carvey was the guest, and it had recently come to light that Dana Carvey is bisexual. And I was like, whoa, what's that? And so Dave asks him, Dana, it's recently been in the news that you've come out as bisexual. What does that mean to you? And he said, it means I can reach into anyone's pants and be happy with what I find. And I was like, so you can like both? And then yeah. I was like, wow, then I was off to the races. I was like, oh, that's me. That's me very much.
Meanwhile, I am focused on one particular presentation, but I don't care what's in the pants.
Sure, sure. So
if you just add any girls or any woman's pants.
Yeah, any femmes.
Any gal's pants, any really femmy envy or dude. I'm happy with what's there.
Into it.
Except, hang on. Mike Myers' German character in SNL, because I would find a monkey there.
This is true. The Sprockets character, you would find a monkey.
Oh, fuck. I've been referencing that since middle school, and it has never stopped being funny to me.
I love that it was an old joke when you were in middle school.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because my dad showed me old shit.
Yeah, that's kind of how I got down.
I grew up on The Ghost and Mrs. Muir. Do you know when that movie came out?
The fuck, Audrey? Is The Ghost and Mrs. Muir?
It's a black and white romantic ghost thing. Just, do you know when that came out? You want to guess?
60s.
No. 1947.
Oh,
this
God.
Is one of my favorite childhood movies is a black and white film from 1947.
That's really cool.
A fucking, like, a widow getting it on with the ghost of a sailor.
Wow.
And also ghostwriting his book. Yeah.
And ghostwriting the dick. That's gnarly. I was introduced to Monty Python and the Holy Grail at a very young age, even before the Renaissance Festival. And then I was exposed repeatedly to all of the jokes from Monty Python and the Holy Grail every weekend for 10 years.
See, that's the one bad thing about the Renaissance Fair. You get to fuck a lot, but you pay for it in losing joy out of your nerd fun things.
Yes. They all become played out and irritating.
Yep.
Every time you fail to notice it's something, like, or somebody like a joke goes over your head. It's like, well, it failed your perception check.
Oh. Oh, I don't like that.
You, you know, you drop your drink. You failed your reflex save.
Oh, what if life was a tabletop game?
What if it was, what if life was a tabletop game, huh?
Oh, I just jizzed my tabard.
I just jizzed my tabard. Good pull on tabard.
Thank you. I don't know what it means.
A tabard is a, it's actually a piece of outerwear that you would wear over something like a tunic or perhaps a suit of armor.
So you would have to, like, blast pretty hard to get through your underlayer, is what you're saying.
Yes.
You
would need, to get to the tabard.
You would need to Ivan that ooze pretty hard.
You would have to. And a tabard is like, you would wear it on the outside of your armor and have like your livery on it. Like your
lord yes,
that you served. It would have his heraldry.
The emblem, the heraldry.
Yes. Corla, how are you?
Oh, I was going to ask you first, bitch.
No, you.
No, you asked me. I'm doing so good. Factorio Space Age finally came out.
Yay!
And I launched a rocket into space within a couple of days. and I'm going to be perfectly honest. I'm insisting on playing this without any blueprints. There's a whole bunch of community blueprints for all sorts of builds to handle whatever automation you need. And the thing is, fuck that. It's a new expansion, and I want to do it badly. my first time, I want to experience this shit fresh. And the thing about that is, you got to design everything for yourself. Mm-hmm. And like, as soon as you're done making one thing, you're like, oh fuck, I still need to automate explosive rockets. I got to start pumping radars out because now I need to like actually see the area around me. There's always something else that needs doing, and at some point you just have to be like, okay, giving myself a break because my brain has done all the thinky stuff and is now just kind of grinding.
Yeah, you got to re-oil your brain.
Yeah, it's there's gear slippage happening all over in there.
Nice,
thank you. But yeah, that's been fun. It's been a lot of fun. My sister won the Halloween decoration contest for our neighborhood, for our apartment complex. We got a little gift card for a pub house, which is funny because Sarah doesn't drink and Dad, is sober and, sure, you know, tries to stay away from alcohol. So they're just like, hey, Corla, your girlfriend, you just take this. You just have fun with your $60 at a pub. And I'm like, I did nothing to earn this. Yay! This is all you, and I reap the benefits. I love this.
Hell yeah.
So, in exchange, I've also been sharing a little video she took of her Halloween decorations. It's a whole little Shop of Horrors thing. I'll make it the episode type, the image for this one.
Nice.
Remind
it's
me.
Super cute. Yeah.
All right.
That's awesome.
How about you?
I can now officially say, because it has been announced on their show, I have been editing for Minion Death Cult for like 2 months.
Minindica.
Yeah. They announced on the show this week. They're actually their Patreon that just came out. So I'm just going to go ahead and say that that's public.
Snatreon.
Yeah, they shouted me out at the end of the episode. They said, and a big thanks to Audrey, our editor. I don't know if we've mentioned her on the show yet, but she's been our editor, and she's doing a great job. And I'm like, yay!
Yay! I guess there was a trial period where they're like, she might fuck up at some point. We don't know yet.
You know, I totally get that. You got to soft launch shit like that. Because what if we got 3 episodes in and it didn't work out, and now it's a whole thing?
I have not learned that lesson. I start a project and then tell fucking everybody. I let the brain crack take over. It's a terrible habit.
Yeah. Yeah, I play it a little cooler than that, you know. I feel like you kind of got to, you know.
I'm learning. I just get very excited to share my cool things.
I'm learning. I liked how you said that. I liked how you said
learning.
It was great. So yeah, that's why I've been working my fingers to the bone, because I've added, you know, a couple of hours of extra work a week on top of the other extra hours of work a week on top of day job. Yeah. What are you excited about?
I have a story to tell you. I'm realizing now I shouldn't be so excited, but one time as a kid, I was helping move our very fucking massive couch and dropped it on my finger like this, just fucking perpendicular to the ground. And then I had like a horrible infection and bloating of the finger. That eventually went away, but the fingertip or the nail just kind of came off one day.
Yeah, it'll do that.
And it's really itchy under there. So my dumb child ass kept fucking taking off the little cover to scratch it. Eventually, I wore away the very thin amount of skin between your fingernails and your bone. And I could see the tip of my finger bone.
No.
Out of my skin.
That's not great.
The best part is I was such a horrible child. I kept the nail. I would clean it, put it back on. And then I would go to school. I would go up to a kid and be like, "You want to see some wild?"
Yeah.
Flip it up. There's bone. I got in so much trouble for that.
You are a psychopath. That's insane. That's so fucked up. And then you were like, guess what? Guess who needs to know this? Everybody that listens to the Digimon show.
I was a monster. I won't lie. I won't disagree.
That's fucked. Crazy.
I hadn't thought
about
it in so long. I'm dying. I'm dying right now.
Don't die.
How are you?
I've been working all the time. And that's why, and I explained why I've been working. And it's very rewarding, and I'm very happy that it's public now.
Me too, I guess, about my thing.
Yeah. You're very happy that you had bone sticking out of the front of your finger.
It was so cool. I was a little bone girl. Little boneless. Boneless wings, is that anything?
You're about to be boneless. When I annihilate your bones.
I don't care if it's free. Take the gluten out the bread.
All right. Do you want to talk about Digimon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do it quick while I'm still manic.
Learning that Agumon is enslaved, Tai joins the Digidestined's team to get his partner back. And he immediately kind of resumes the role of leader. He's kind of telling everybody what to do. And everybody, especially Daisuke, is like, "Oh yeah, I'm going to do exactly what you tell me to, boss."
Yeah, he's just like, "Yo, fucking, he's going through hard shit right now. Give him space. Let him lead."
Yeah.
But also, just going into them, like, heading into the digital world, they're like, deciding who's going and who's not. And at first, I wasn't sure if Tai was coming with. So the little jazz song playing while everyone does the transition into the digital world, everyone, it's going Daisuke, it's going TK, it's going Kari. And I'm like, "Oh God, is Tai gonna be there?" I'm like actually like suspenseful about the cute little transition music. I'm like, "Oh no, Tai, no." And then he shows up. I'm like, "No!
No, don't go, man. You're in bad shape.
Don't do this to yourself."
He had to go help get the boy. Whatever he could do, he had to go help get the boy.
It's the crest of courage. It's yeah. Yeah.
So after a long day at school, the children immediately run to the computer lab, eager to get going. They're about to leave, but notice that Yole isn't there. They soon find her outside the door, and she's in a pretty down mood. What did you assume was her fucking issue?
I had no fucking clue.
I
was like, "Did your mom make bad bread that day? What's wrong?"
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she's becoming a woman, you know what I'm saying? Maybe she's got the premenstrual thing.
She's spraying blood like
she's
Carrie.
Shooting blood
like a horned lizard.
I don't know, just a working theory at the beginning.
Ever,
there. I was like,
you ever just wink your pussy and spray blood at someone?
Wow. Really don't care for the phrase wink your pussy.
Why not?
Why not? They assure her that if her heart's not into it, she doesn't have to go with the rest of the group on the mission. They quickly enter the digital world and find Tentomon, who, after looking around for a bit, informs the group that Agumon is being held in Railtown, or in the Japanese version, Locomotown.
Yeah. As soon as you said Railtown, I'm like, God, I wish that were me.
I wish I could go to Railtown. Oh, please. My God. Send me to Railtown.
Send me to Railtown. One-way ticket.
I ain't never coming back. Yeah, fucking Tentomon's voice actor in the Japanese version.
That kind of basically sounds like this almost.
It's a little Ray Romano, yeah.
It's a little Ray Romano. It's Japanese. Hey, I'm Japanese Ray Romano.
Now I'm picturing a little Ray Romano, just like small soldier size. Child can hold it, him in his hands.
Eat the dakimasu!
What wisdom do you have for me, little Ray Romano?
Nani?
Shit, that's right. I haven't been doing my Duolingo. I'll get back to you.
I just wish I knew more Japanese words. Japanese? I almost said Japanese. Like Illinois.
Japanese. Japanese is the plural.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. Locomotown is where Ken is, who is meanwhile doing research, and he realizes that Dark Rings aren't strong enough to control ultimate level Digimon. And he does, and he realizes this because he's got Ty's Agumon, our Agumon.
Our boy.
Like, he's got the Dark Ring on, and he keeps being like, damn, I don't know what went wrong last time. Let's figure this out.
Yeah, let's Dark test Digivolve. The limits of this thing.
Dark Digivolve right now. Become Skull Greymon. Become a horrible creature that you only became once before yesterday, and it was traumatic for you, and you felt awful.
Oh, no, it happened in season one, remember?
That's what I'm saying. And it only happened one time before yesterday.
Oh, yes, you're right.
And now it's happened, we don't know how many times.
God,
it happens
yeah.
at least three times this episode, and it's this really episode. Fucking hard to
and
watch.
He's, oh God, it's just, he's just doing like, fucking quality assurance trials, you know, where you have to take your console, turn it on and turn it off 200 times in a row, record what happens.
He's like, doing that with a living, breathing creature becoming an evil form of itself that only lives for destruction.
Yeah, it's this really like bureaucratic or academic evil that's just fucked up.
Just truly disgusting and evil. And I fucking
and
hate
affecting.
It.
Yeah. And affecting. Yeah. We were both very upset throughout that episode.
So he creates the Dark Spiral. He figures and he's like, wait, why didn't I think of this? Let's just take three Dark Rings and spin them together. And then it'll be like having three Dark Rings on them. And they won't even have to have the Control Spire. It'll be just enough energy in it just to do it by itself.
Yeah. Beyond him being able to control ultimates, that's the part that freaks me out. Because I'm like, oh, fuck. He no longer has a limit to his range where he can fuck with people.
Yeah. There's no territory doesn't matter now. He can just like show up wherever you are and like drop badasses on you. It's no good. So Wormmon sees Agumon suffering and goes and sets him free. And I felt such dread when I saw Wormmon come into that room. I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to do the right thing here, bud, and you are going to get brutally punished for it.
Oh, yeah. I'm, like, watching him, like, save Agumon. I'm like, yeah, the goat. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
no,
bad.
You're going to try and go back to Ken after that.
Yeah.
You can't help
it. And, in the most heart-wrenching scene that we've seen in any episode of Digimon so far, I'll go so far as to say, Wormmon comes back to Ken, and Ken's like, wait, where the fuck, where'd the Agumon go? What the fuck? And Wormmon's like, hey, I have an idea. Why don't you do those
experiments?
Just, you know, no bad ideas. Why don't you do those experiments on me? you know, those horrifying, painful, awful things that you're doing to Agumon, do them to me instead.
I'm your partner. I'm supposed your partner. To digivolve for you.
And he goes, my fucking what? Are you serious? You're not my partner. You're nothing. What are you going to turn into, you little piece of shit? Fuck you. And kicks him in the fucking head.
To be fair, the answer is a very hot bug man.
Yeah. Cool Digivolution.
Ken like, doesn't want to face his sexuality.
No, that's really that's the demon here.
He's a closeted Republican. That's why he's like this.
And so, you know, Wormmon once again tries to make a play for connection with Ken and is rebuffed and abused. And it hurts to watch. It really, I fucking fully teared up and like shut down. Like, yeah. I couldn't say anything watching it.
A little bit same here. I mean, I kept talking, but only because I can only deal with emotions with comedy.
Yeah, I had to squish that. I had to squish that all the way down.
Like the John Mulaney joke. We're Irish. We keep our feelings inside. Yeah. And then someday we die.
We'll be dead. Yeah. So he is furious with Wormmon and refuses to use a weak Digimon like him for his experiments. He notices the Digidestin nearby and decides to go recapture his test subject. While heading to the town, the Digidestin run into a Woodmon.
This bit is such a whiplash because this bit's like really funny.
It's really goofy. Flamedramon is like, I'm gonna blow up this dark tower. I'm gonna kick its ass. And Woodmon's like, not so fast, motherfucker. And Flamedramon just like shoots fire past the Woodmon.
Yep.
And is like, I ain't got time.
No time for time. This.
No, I ain't got time for a fucking stump man. No, no, thank you. None for me. And Woodmon's like, hey, wait a minute. He's like, what the fuck?
What am I, chopped liver?
I'm supposed to have a moment here. I'm in the episode. And the Dark Tower falls onto him and he like tries to catch it.
Yep.
And right about that time, I think the Dark Tower falling on him breaks the Dark Ring. So he's like, wait a minute, why am I doing this? Oh, fuck, I can't get it off me. Oh, fuck, whip. And he gets buried under the earth. buried into the earth.
Falling tower. It's like he fucked up the Susanoo raid in FF14. Like, you're supposed to actually mash the keyboard for that quick time event.
Yeah, just like that.
It's exactly like that. It's the same thing, and you should play good video games, Audrey.
I only play bad video games.
I know you do.
So when they arrive at the destination, they decide to split up and look for the missing Digimon. Agumon arrives on a train after escaping the Digimon Emperor's base, or the Digimon Kaiser's base, rather, and meets up with Tai and the others. The reunion is cut short when the Kaiser appears and recaptures Agumon with a dark spiral.
Yep.
It's big fucked.
It's fucked, and it's like really creepy looking, I gotta say. I mean, it's the same as the Dark Rings. It looks the same. It's just slanted.
Yeah, it's just...
But something about the worm-like shape of the coil fucks with me. I don't like it.
It would be like a sick bracelet as opposed to a choker.
Yeah.
And he throws...
Or in Woodmon's case, a skirt.
Ichijoji Ken throws what you might call a perfect spiral and lands it directly on Agumon's arm.
He and Agumon catch the pigskin with each other.
Yeah, exactly. But for only one toss. So he recaptures Agumon with the Dark Spiral. Ken calls forth a squad of Dark Tyrannomon. So Vemon, Patamon, Gatomon, and Armadillomon digivolve to fight them off. And they're just beating cheeks at this point. Like, Dark Tyrannomon ain't shit to them.
Yeah.
They're just, like, fucking them up left and right. They know how to fight these guys. They've done this before.
Yeah, it's very much like a Musou game at this point. I keep doing this. Stop with the game references, Carlin. Stop it.
Ken makes Agumon Dark Digivolve into Metal Greymon. Now, this Metal Greymon is like purple and blue instead.
Yep. It's fun fact. The original design for Metal Greymon was this blue and purple version.
This is the virus version.
Yeah, actually, this is the one you'll see in Digimon World 1 if you play that. Or
check out the Patreon.
Check out the Patreon. Patreon.com/datatransfer. $5 a month gets you a shout out and also access to our Let's Play content. How's that? You like that?
How's that? You're cute.
You're cute. You're looking so good today.
Oh, thank you. Where am I? I need a Velveeta shirt.
I was talking to
one of them.
You look great too.
This is great content for radio, baby.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
Do a little titty dance for no one.
Pleased to see that the Dark Spiral is doing its job. Ken orders Metal Greymon to destroy the Digidestined.
Yeah.
Ty does his best.
Yeah. So brutal, because Ty's running right up in front of him like Kari did with Andromon.
Yeah.
They have the same idea because they're family. Metal Greymon like almost kills the shit out of him if it weren't for Daisuke pushing him out the way.
Yeah, Daisuke fucking does a goat move here. In addition to fucking Ken's like, yeah, I'm gonna kick all your asses. This is like when he summons the Tyrannomon to fight them.
Yep.
And Daisuke refers to him as Ken, like yells out his name and says like, Ken, we're gonna defeat you. And he's like, my name is not Ken. I am the Digimon Kaiser. And fucking Daisuke goes, Ken, it's your Joji Ken.
You bitch.
Like, you bitch. I know who you are. I know what block you live on.
We're
I know
not what, doing your LARP nonsense
I know
right
what
now.
Set you rep, motherfucker. And so
I love your slang, your vernacular.
My vernacular.
You're so cool and cultured.
I'm cool and cultured. So Ty does his best to try to speak to Agumon, even though he's under evil control. Metal Greymon easily defeats the Digidestined, and they leave with the Airdramon.
In fairness, it's because Ty is telling them to hold back this entire time.
Yeah,
Ty's
absolutely.
I gotta keep trying this. This is what works. This is what worked for us all of season one. This was the lesson we were supposed to learn. And it's fucking tragic that like the spiral's just strong enough for that not to matter.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Yole decides that she wants to get in on the action and enters the digital world herself. She brings Matt with her, and they arrive just in time, as it appears that Ty is acting rather depressed because his best friend in the whole wide fucking world is enslaved by this, like, pissant, shithead, fucking total asshole that we hate the guts of.
Yep.
He starts blaming himself for the situation, so Matt punches him in the face to knock some sense into
it's
him.
The first thing he does. He
steps Matt walks
off
up.
Steps off of, first of all, a fucking wind train.
Pretty cool. We like a wind train.
Steps off of the wind train and fucking, or the sail train, I should say, and then walks up to Ty, who's just fucking 1,000-yard stare.
Yeah,
dazed.
Doesn't really say a word. Ty's just like,
doesn't say anything. He just goes for the face hit.
Just like, bam! Which, to
the
be fair,
ground.
He's paying him back for a whole bunch of times that Ty punched him back
That's
in the
true.
Day.
That's true. This is very true. And Daisuke's like, oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, God. I need to de-escalate this
one. I need to de-escalate. And Ty's like, nah, thanks, Matt. That was
exactly what
I
needed.
Fuck I needed.
You get
Thank
me
you.
So well.
You know me so well. So Matt punches Ty in the face. Daisuke tries to calm them down. And then ruefully, the team decides that the only thing they can do is defeat Agumon. So they set off after the Digimon Kaiser, which fucking Ty basically says, or no, it's Matt who goes, Agumon would rather die than serve
the Digimon Kaiser. And he's 100% right.
He would rather be destroyed than serve the Digimon Kaiser. So that's what we have to do. We have to go.
If we got
to
go back to Primary Village, I think that's what Agumon would have wanted.
Yeah. He'll come back.
Everyone loves Koromon.
Yeah, Koromon's great. And that's the end of the episode. God. They board the sail train and they're going to follow the Digimon Kaiser to his citadel, I assume.
It's so sad.
Yeah,
like, he is JoJo villain episodes. Levels.
Yeah,
of like, I want this twink destroyed, obliterated.
I want this twink obliterated for sure.
I want him actually bullied this time, not as a joke.
Why don't you go ahead and rate this scale on a scale of rookie to mega?
Mega, this one's so fucking affecting. Like, this one got me, whether I was crying or laughing. Because, again, Woodmont slowly being buried as they go, sorry, no time for you, bye.
He's like, wait.
We gotta go save our friend, bye. He's slowly sinking into the earth. I'm like, he died. He's
dead now. He's dead. You've killed him. Yeah, it's a fucking mega, and that's our third mega in a row in this series. Remember when we were talking about, season two is going to be a fucking low point for this series?
Because all we knew was the dub.
This shit rips. This is so good.
I'm loving it so much, folks. I really wish we could go back in time and tell our past selves, don't do the compare and contrast, just start with the sub. It's fun. I know you have ADHD. You can look at the screen for 20 minutes. It's fine.
I wanted specifically to do the English dub for season one because that's what I had when I was a kid.
True. Yeah.
And I wanted those voice actors and I wanted those performances.
And the nostalgia was nice for a while, but by the time we got towards the end, I'm just like, please. Let a scene breathe.
Yeah, come on. Which they do rather effectively here because there's a moment where Ty and Matt are like at the head of the sail train and they're all but fucking king of the worlding. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah, Matt is all but standing behind Ty with their arms out, like feeling the wind
it's
together.
It's so gay. I love them together.
Gay. It's great. It's really great.
I love that Matt, not only a trans man, also the coolest dude in the show.
Yeah, just like the coolest guy.
Just the coolest guy.
And so incontrovertibly gay because like is just so at ease and comfortable in this kind of dynamic with Ty. But like the second a girl asks him on a date, he's like,
Yeah, because he gets dysphoria.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know. I don't know about those girl shit. I don't know about that.
I don't know if I can see anyone else's tits.
Yeah, no good for me. Oh, great. Well, it could only get better from here.
Pussy two.
Oh, yeah, it can. This shit's... Got? Okay, we're going to start with the more normal one.
Normal.
Normal. The normal one.
Yeah. Okay. So here's what we have. We have a big old Woodmon, like a big Woodmon in the background, basically. You see like his big scary eyes and his big toothy mouth.
He is the background, yes.
He is the background. And what he has done is he has taken his little grubby hands and, or he's taken his big hands. He has like two sets of hands. And he has grabbed an Angelmon. And has like splayed her legs open, that's, like fully making her do the splits. Who is that?
That's a Kazemon. We'll see her soon.
Sure. It's like an Angemon. And has her legs split completely open with the big arms and is like fondling her with the little gross arms. And he's taken his like horrible.
He has little Vortigaunt arms.
Yeah, he does. And he's taken his tongue tentacle, is what I'm going to call it, his tongue tentacle, and has plunged it into her pussy.
And reminder that this man is wood, so even if that's relatively smooth bark.
There's splinters. It's no good. And
at least he's ribbed for her pleasure. There's like a lot of texture on that.
There's a lot of texture, and she appears to be enjoying herself, maybe. Her mouth is wide open. She's screaming.
Let me turn myself upside down.
And there's a lot of
that looks
squelching.
Pretty. That looks like pleasure to me.
Yeah, she looks pretty... pretty into it.
Okay. Normally we swap off here.
You're going to need me to do this one? Okay.
I'll give you some one thing, which is that the character in the center is just someone's OC.
Okay. All righty. So someone's OC Someone's OC is is in the crux of a giant woodmon, basically.
Yep, the he woodmon is the background is like, once
he
again.
He is once again the background, and he is holding this entire scene up as some. Were those Kiwimon? Is
that what those are Kiwimon down there.
Yeah, so there's Kiwimon on looking and fully a ventriloquist dummy.
That is. Do you know who that is, Audrey?
Who is that?
That's Sid the Dummy from Buffy.
Sid the Dummy from Buffy. Okay, sure. Is jerking off to Puppetmon fucking the unholy dog shit out of this person.
And so is Woodmon. Woodmon's in the back.
Oh, yeah. Woodmon is, yeah.
It's he's penetrating. Coming, honey.
He's coming, honey, and zap.
Oh, sap. No, that makes more
sense. Yeah, and yeah, this person's OC is like apparently into it. They have an amulet that is like flaming on their chest, and they appear to be coming really hard, like an anguished cum face, like oh god.
Yeah, just like overstimulated, which makes sense.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever be able to cum again after seeing this.
I like that her tummy's getting squished. There's like little detail to the squoosh and to the thigh squish.
Yeah. I was careful not to give this character a gender because I don't really know.
Well, okay, so I'm going to reveal for you here the description here. A cool artwork I've been doing in my streams. My OC Matilda, the occultist fanatic, gifted with the wonderful present of wood.
A fun picture. I've been doing my
stream. Oh god. I am so happy I got to show you this one. I saw this before we started recording and I had to like clamp a hand over my mouth and breathe through my nose for a little bit because I'm like, don't give it away.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I don't want to be sex negative Matilda's creator, but that was challenging.
Come on. No, Sid the Dummy being there is really cursed.
That's not cool.
He's like real close in on her face too. He's just like, yeah, I smell you like cum. That does remind me. We gotta get the Fangs folks back on again.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Kate and Liz.
Bring this one back out just to show.
Hey, check it out.
Look at this. You know, we found this for you.
You know that guy.
You like it?
Do you enjoy it? Are you having a good time right now?
Oh, my God.
All right. What's this last one?
This episode's been a blast. I can't breathe.
Is there one more?
No, that's it.
Okay.
We got one more segment. I know. Because I said we start at the most normal.
Because now we got to name our digital champion.
Yamato.
Digital champion? Yamato? Matt?
Just, yeah. Okay, here's my arguing, right? Everyone else is just doing what they were going to do at the start of this episode. They are following, quite literally, the rails in front of them. Especially Ty. He is just fucking here. because he has to be. Agumon's in trouble. Doesn't know what to do. He doesn't have it. He literally... doesn't have his partner. That's the problem.
Yeah.
But he has to come along. But Matt comes in with a fucking purpose. He goes, he comes in like, I'm going to help. He sees Ty and goes, I'm going to punch you in the face. And that's going to help. And then Ty goes, thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Matt. Will you rub my shoulders in like a pretty suggestive way as we... as we fly down the tracks on the
promise
train.
Never in the house. Oh fuck,
fucking great. I'm gonna give it to Wormmon for freeing Agumon from the torture prison and for trying his best to relieve the suffering of others, to just be like, just do it on me. I don't, you know, I'm yours. I'm for this.
I'll evolve to Jesusmon.
Yeah, if that's what it takes. So. a sad digital champion for Wormmon.
I understand that one. Yeah.
Who once but again I still needs give a it W. To Matt. Yeah, fair enough.
What'd you say?
And who also needs a W.
Oh man. My god, yes. The poor Wormmon boy. Needs a win so he needs bad. A W. Wormmon.
Wormmon.
I'm clever.
You're extremely clever. Corla? Corla.
That's me.
Do your plug.
I'm Corla.
That's it. That's the whole plug.
I run another podcast with two partners and a good friend called Post Ponies. It's a retrospective of My Little Pony Friendship is Magic and the Rise of American Fascism. It's fun. It's like if you like laughing at this, you're gonna like laughing at that.
Yeah, pretty fun.
We have a website. It's called smallgayhorse.com. I'm very proud of it.
Branding, I swear. The branding is so tight over
it's
there.
It's so Post-Ponies. Good. You got like you've seen the stickers. We got to get those yeah. everywhere.
You got awesome stickers. You have an incredible intro song. You have a trailer for your podcast that's really good.
I mean, Bubba made a trailer for us.
That's
data
true.
Transfer. I got to give that to you again.
Yeah, that was fun. Bubba, thank you so much for making that for us.
It's and such a delight. I love it.
We're going to thank you again here in just a second.
Oh, that's right.
Because I got to go to my other Chrome tab. And we're going to do our shout outs like we do on the end of every main feed episode of Data Transfer. And Corley, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, we're going to start off with Mish.
Waylon the Sprite Smith.
Maya.
Teresa.
Bubba Nitro.
And my Metamore Gigi. Thank you so much for supporting us at the Digidestined tier. You truly are the Digi in our vice.
She's a dog.
She's a dog girl. She's a dog girl in a diaper.
And Bubba is Bub.
Bub.
Bub. Bub.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody.
You're great.
This one's been so good.
This was great, and you're great. And Corla, I love you very much.
I love you too. I'm going to go to a pub.
I think it's time that they get out there and they buy the products.
Yay!
Finally going to bed.
Yay! Bedtime, watch me.